Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive. This week on the show, we've got our weekly check-ins, and we have a new segment called They Said What? About the weird shit people say to you during pregnancy. And then we end the show with our BFPs and BFNs for the week. Hey, welcome to episode 15. Shauna, what's been going on with you this week? It's time for our weekly check-ins.
Okay, well, it's week 26, and I am just a mess.
Aww.
I just feel like that is the theme of my week, is just, bah,
I
could put it into a sound. Yeah, like, I can't sleep at night very well. I've got insomnia. Like, my hips and my shoulders hurt really bad when I lay on my side. And so I'm, like, flipping over constantly. I'm getting up to go to the bathroom all the time. The other night, I woke up at, like, 3 a.m. and my whole entire leg was asleep. Like,
oh, no.
Like, my leg is going to fall asleep, but I can't fall asleep. It was very uncool.
Can I ask you about...
Yeah.
Okay, so... Whenever I have a limb or a appendage that falls asleep, it hurts when it comes back to life, like the tingling hurts, which I thought happened to everyone until I got married to Corey. And when his leg falls asleep, he says it's just numb and that it's no longer numb anymore. Like, it doesn't actually hurt.
Oh, uh-huh.
So am I just weird?
Well, I think it depends. I mean, for me... Like, if my hand or my foot falls asleep and when it wakes up, yes, I'll definitely get those pins and needles. But this leg thing, I think it wasn't like that. And I don't know. I think I got, like, some nerve damage actually in my last pregnancy because I have kind of, like, numbness on my thigh ever since that pregnancy. So I think it's something going on there. And so I don't know if it's a different mechanism. Like, it's not that the blood flow is getting cut off. It's more that just, like, a nerve is getting pinched or something. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird, though. I didn't know that some people don't get that sensation of the painful waking up.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Apparently, also, like, you know when you're really cold and getting into a hot tub and you put your feet in the hot tub?
Uh-huh.
And that, for me, like, hurts, like, the pins and needles. You know, like, when you're, like, it's the middle of winter and you're, like, rushing out to get in a hot tub.
Uh-huh.
For me, that hurts. And apparently it doesn't for him. And I was like, oh, cool. So I just experience more pain in my daily. I mean, it's not like I do that a lot.
I'd say he's the anomaly here.
Okay.
I feel like being cold and getting into hot water is totally painful. That's why, like, everyone, like, eases in. Like, they know that it's gonna eventually feel good, but it feels horrible when you're doing it.
I'd love to hear from listeners abnormal. About this.
Yeah, please let us know what your experience is with this stuff.
Okay,
very
so
curious.
In addition to your leg falling asleep and you not being, how sad is it? Your leg falls asleep, but you have insomnia.
I know, it's just so ironic. So, you know, that leads to, like, exhaustion and a pregnancy brain. Like, this is very embarrassing to admit, but the other day I was at work and I realized that I put my underwear on inside out, which I was like, cool, Shauna, cool. Then the next time I went to the bathroom, I realized they weren't even clean underwear.
Oh, no.
Well, I had some
smart to put them on inside out.
Oh, my God. That's true. Maybe I actually have super brain. Super pregnancy brain. My brain was taking care of me.
It was, even when you didn't realize.
Aw, I like that way of looking at it. And I tried to ride a bike at work. We park now very far away from our office because we're, like, renovating our original office. And we either take a shuttle or a golf cart, or they have these bicycles we can ride. And I was like, I'm like a fit pregnant lady. I can ride a bike.
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed a bike. It's a male bike, first of all, like a beach cruiser with a basket on it. And the seat was way too high. And I had, like, my backpack and, like, my lunch all in the basket. And I had just bought an iced tea. And I'm like, I'll stick that iced tea in the basket, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I get on this bike and I can't even... barely touch the pedals. But at this point, like, there's so many people around, I'm too embarrassed to abandon the bike.
Oh, no.
So I'm, like, trying to ride this bike and, like, on my tiptoes and just digging into my crotch. And I'm like, the handlebars are going this way and that. My iced tea lid comes off. It spills everywhere. And I'm just like, oh my God, I just need to not do that. I mean, I did. I stuck it out and rode all the way and was in pain for, like, 2 days afterwards because of it.
Oh, no.
And I was humiliated, but this is like, I feel like a mess right now. And
I feel like
that's
if
me.
There's nothing else you learn from being pregnant, it's like how to accept humility.
That is true.
It's just like you're this idea that you can just plow ahead like you used to. I'm learning this every day. It's like, nope, can't do it. You gotta make adjustments and accept help and realize that even it might be temporary, but you can't do the things you've always done necessarily. Some people can. I don't know.
Some people can. And, you know, I have a certain amount of pride and I want to try, but honestly, one flight of stairs at work and I am huffing and puffing. Like, I don't know. It's just, it takes a toll on you. So anyways, and the last thing, this is just ordinary, but I did have another doctor checkup and I did my gestational diabetes test.
Oh, you did? How'd that go?
Yeah. I find out on Monday.
Oh, let down.
We'll find out. Yeah. Was sorry. It gross?
I have mine in a couple weeks.
You know, a lot of people say it's gross, but I'm not going to lie. That drink tasted delicious. Tasted like Otter Pop, melted Otter Pop juice.
Oh, yum.
Which I thought was delicious. The only thing is, like, you have to take it on an empty stomach first thing in the morning. So it's a little bit like, woo. But no, it wasn't that bad.
See, my doctor said I could eat breakfast as long as it wasn't like a carby breakfast.
Well, that would have been nice. I wish someone would have told me that.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like everyone's different. Every doctor's different. But mine was just like, if you have eggs, that's fine. Just don't have pancakes.
Interesting.
My appointment's also not till 11, so.
Oh, that's hard. Mine was at 9. I had just like a little bit of black coffee because I was worried about the caffeine, like not having caffeine and getting a migraine. And that's it. Well, so I will let you know on the next episode.
Okie dokie.
That's me. What about you? Where are you? What's going on?
So I'm at week 22 of my pregnancy. So I've started to think about getting a doula.
Ooh.
Which, you know, I know I want to have a hospital birth. I know I want to have an epidural. The only reason I want a doula, there's a couple of reasons. One is that there really is compelling evidence that doulas do a couple things. One is I think they shorten labor duration. They also lessen the likelihood of a C-section, and it's just nice to have them around, basically.
Do you think everyone knows what a doula is? Should we tell everyone real quick just in case? Because that might be an LA thing. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's the other thing is the reason I thought I needed a doula was because everyone told me they had a doula and like everyone needs a doula. And you're right. It might just be an LA thing because I think I saw a statistic that only like 6% of pregnancies have doulas. So the way that I've had it explained to me is like, a doula is sort of an advocate and a support system before, during, and after birth. So there's like pre-birth doulas, there's birthing doulas, and there's postnatal doulas who will come and like help you with breastfeeding and stuff like that. They'll also do stuff like during labor, they have techniques where they can, you know, try to get you to move to different positions or have you walk around or support you with other tips and tricks that they've learned through their like hundreds of births they've been to. But basically they're just like a support system advocate to try to help you have the best birth possible. Mm-hmm. Or that's what they're supposed to be, I think. They're not medical professionals. They can't deliver the baby. And the way I was looking at it was I wanted to have someone who's been there for a bunch of births, knows what's sort of normal, knows what's not, and is also a person who's not related to me. So they're kind of like a impartial third party who's just there to be my patient advocate, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to help give me massages because I love my husband, but his massage skills are not like tip top. So like I want someone who knows what they're doing to really get in there. We got some referrals. I was totally ready to go with my friend Sarah's doula. And then we were about to meet and then she said, oh, you know what? I've changed my business plan and I'm not actually doing births next year. I was like, no.
Oh.
Yeah. She's like, I decided that the end of December will be the end of my like live births and then I'm going to be coaching. And I was like, but I'm just 2 weeks after that. Can't I?
Oh, you so missed the cutoff.
I did miss the cutoff. And so I got referrals through the website that she works with for some other doulas. And I made an appointment to meet with this one who she's been like, I think she said she's been at 600 and something births. She's been doing it for like 30 years. She was obviously very skilled. Mm-hmm. So we went to her house to meet with her and it was like the most disappointing meeting ever. So the first thing she did when we sat down with her was she started kind of bad-mouthing my doctor.
What? Like, yeah. Your specific doctor? Yeah, that my specific, everybody loves?
Yeah, my specific doctor that everybody loves, except for, like, her and maybe apparently some other doulas. She said he was C-section happy.
And oh my gosh.
I was like, well, so I thought at first maybe she was just swayed because she had literally just spent the last 2 days involved in a labor with that doctor, with my specific doctor. So we come in, she's like, oh, I just had a 2.5 day labor. It ended with a 10.5 pound baby and it was with Dr. Dwight. And I was like, oh, that's my doctor. And she was like, I know. We'll talk about that. And I was okay. And I was like, oh my God, 10.5 pound baby, 2 day labor, like vaginally? And she's like, no, ended up being a C-section, like really disappointed. And I was like, well, yeah, like that sounds reasonable to me. But then she was like, you know, Dr. Dwight, maybe I shouldn't say his name, but I like him. And she was like, he's C-section happy. And, you know, you have to really work to get him not to give you a C-section. And like, then she went on to like tell us all this stuff about how to like avoid his recommendations, basically. Like, mm-hmm. She was like teaching us like code words that we could use to like that mean like, I think your doctor doesn't know what he's talking about and like doesn't want to do this. Like when we shouldn't do this, like your doctor is recommending we, you know, give you Pitocin, but this code word means I don't think we should do that. And we should like conspire against him. And I was just, it turned me off so much.
That's so creepy.
I was just like, look, I've been with my doctor for over 5 years. I love him. There's a reason why I'm going to him instead of like finding a new doctor that's right around the corner from my house, because I trust him. He's delivered, like he delivered my godson. He's delivered other friends' babies. Like I'm not about to change just because you think, you know, you who's not a medical professional, who's right. not a trained OB, thinks that you know better than him. Like,
I feel like that's dangerous.
Yes, that's how I felt too. I mean, there was no way. I mean, after all that, there was like, there's no way I was going to hire her. But I also just felt really like icky about it. Mm-hmm. So obviously, you know, that's not who you want advocating for you in the delivery room. But it was super, super weird. And then also, like, you know, I thought it was going to be like a first date kind of meeting where like we just get to know each other and see if we're a good fit and I learn a little bit about our practice or something. Yeah. Instead, it was like a 1.5 hour meeting where she went over all kinds of like random stuff, like what kind of, like, that you need to bring washcloths with you to the hospital because the washcloths they use there are like not good enough, and that you should, and she gave us all these like pamphlets for Dr. Bronner's soap and, you know, all this stuff, like samples of stuff that she said she didn't get any kickbacks of, but she gave us all these samples. She gave us a sample of lube and then went on to tell Corey that my vagina was going to be very dry after giving birth, so we're going to need it. And I was just like, I'm 22 weeks pregnant. And like, this is not what I need right now. Like, you know, I appreciate the knowledge, but it was such a weird hodgepodge of information. And like, it was so weird, Shauna.
That's so bizarre. I also feel like she probably wasn't reading the room at all, because I feel like you and Corey just could not have been the right audience for this information.
Oh my God, so much.
Just like...
No, but yeah, she definitely... didn't read us, and she was like, I don't know, she wasn't great. So anyway, not hiring her, but it kind of made me question whether I need a doula at all. And then I started asking everyone if they had doulas, and interestingly, my friends who are medical professionals are like, no doulas, and my friends who aren't are very pro doula, more or less. The one thing I will say is that Teresa, who we interviewed in episode 10, mm-hmm. Teresa Kearns, she's the midwife. And to be fair, she's a midwife, so she's sort of in the slightly alternative world. But she's a nurse midwife. She's an RN with a specialized midwifery degree. She works in hospitals. But she kind of talked me down from like being like, well, forget it, I'm not going to have a doula at all. She sent me some actual evidence-based research that showed that there is a benefit and that the evidence is on my side to have one. So we're going to forge ahead, but... Oof.
Interesting.
That was not a good first experience, let me tell you.
Yeah, that would turn me off, that's for sure.
Anyway.
Well, if this is what you want, I hope that you find the right match, and maybe there's a Tinder app out there for doulas.
Someone
and if there
needs
isn't, maybe
that.
Someone needs to make it.
Oh my God, we should invent dueler.
Dinder. I don't know. Dunder. I will say I did not have one. I was interested for about 5 minutes, and I think my doctor was like, nah, you don't need one. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't care. Like, it just didn't seem necessary. My birth did end up in a C-section, though, but I really don't think a doula could have done anything short of, like, taking a speculum and, like, shoving it inside my cervix and forcing it open. I mean, like, what can they do if your body's just not cooperating? Like,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, of course, I think this woman who I interviewed would say that she would have all kinds of tips and tricks, but you never know. I think it's a crapshoot. I mean, I'm on the fence. I'm open to either possibility, so we'll see what happens.
All right, we'll see. Keep us updated. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
We have a new segment today called They Said What?
They Said What?
Because when you are pregnant, people say the darndest things. Your body's an invitation for conversation that you may or may not want. Mm-hmm. And Laura and I have a couple stories to share. Laura, why don't you tell us first what someone said to you recently?
Well, I was at my monthly comedy show that I co-host with three other people. It's very fun. It's in this little coffee shop in Echo Park called Stories. And it's a coffee shop and they have wine and beer. And because we host the show, anyone performing gets free drinks, which is great. So they hand me my tokens for my free drinks and I order a chai tea because I am pregnant. And the woman at the barista, bartender, whatever, she says, oh, do you want to use one of your drink tokens for that? And I was like, oh, you know what? I'll save it for someone who wants to get alcohol. I'll just pay for this. And I said, you know, because I point to my belly and I said, you know, because I can't drink. And she turns to me and goes, you can. You just choose not to.
What?
And I was like, true.
Like, what do you even say after that?
I was like, I guess so. Like, I think maybe she was trying to, like, make some kind of, like, feminist statement to me. Because this is Echo Park, right? This is, like, hipster land. And I don't know, maybe she thought I didn't actually know that it was a choice and that there's, like, mixed evidence about, you know, having casual alcohol during pregnancy. But, like, the truth is, first of all, I find that condescending because I am very educated about the whole situation.
Yeah.
And I know, like, I know what I can and can't do. But also, like, it felt very mansplainy despite the fact that she was a woman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was just like, I'm just trying to make conversation, right? I'm just like, well, I can't. You know, I'm just trying to make small talk. And then she takes this opportunity to, like, shame me for not drinking alcohol. Or, like, I don't even know what's going on. I was so confused.
So bizarro. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it's just a turn of phrase. It's like, I'm pregnant, I can't drink. Like, you're just throwing it off the tip of your tongue to some lady you're never going to see again.
Yeah.
She didn't need to break it down like that. That's so weird.
It's like, yes, I understand that everything in my life is a choice. I'm pregnant. I can't do meth. I know I could do meth.
Right.
Not saying that they're the same thing. It's just like, oh my God. So anyway, that was my, like, very first being like, because I've only really started, like, mentioning my pregnancy relatively recently to strangers. And, like, I was just like, all right, I'll just not say anything next time. Anyway.
Weird.
That was my first one that I had to get off my chest. What about you?
Cool. This is actually something someone said last pregnancy, which is my father-in-law, Bob. He was a nurse and an ambulance driver. So he's very into, like, the medical, you know, stuff. And
yeah.
Not a lot of, like, boundaries with that kind of stuff. And me, on the other hand, of course, I'm all uptight and, like, weird and prudish about bodily things. Especially around my father-in-law. But we were over there for Thanksgiving and everyone had left the room. It was just me and him. We were like sitting on, you know, sitting there next to each other. And just like out of nowhere, he says, "So, Shauna, what have you been doing to toughen up your nipples for breastfeeding?"
Oh, my God.
I was like,
what have you been doing? Is this something I should be doing now? I'm like, toughen up my nipples. I'm, by the way, I know this is a podcast and people can't see me, but I am clutching my bosoms right now.
I don't know if I read this later or if he actually went on to explain, like, you might want to like take a washcloth and like, you know, rub them over your nipples and toughen them up or something like that.
Oh no.
But I think, I mean, that's old information. Obviously, you don't need to do anything to, like, prepare your nipples for breastfeeding. But I do think that was an older idea.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I was just like, I think I said, I don't want to talk about that.
Just over dinner. Was this Thanksgiving dinner, you said?
It wasn't we were okay. There for, like, Thanksgiving, you know, holiday, but this wasn't at the dinner table.
Got it. Was, oh, my God.
In the living room. So I was just mortified. And I love Bob. He was the sweetest, just very kind guy.
Yeah, he really, I mean, I can see
you
him
knew
saying
him,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see him saying that in, like, all sincerity.
Oh, 100%. Concern. 100%.
It's nothing yeah. gross about it. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, it. Yeah, he was just like, you just really want to make sure you're okay. And you're thinking about yeah. it. Oh, my God.
No. So there you go. Do you have another one?
I do, actually. Okay. So I went and got my eyebrows threaded, which I don't know. I mean, I think most people know what this is, but it's like an alternative to waxing. It's like a thing where like a woman, I mean, I guess men do it, but I've never had a man do it, where they use like sewing thread and they hold one in their mouth and the other, they like make this little like V shape that's twisted around and it just like plucks your hairs out really fast.
It's magical. It's crazy how they do it.
Yeah, I love it. Like waxing my skin can't take, but threading just always makes me, I don't do it all the time, but when I do, like I always look in the mirror. I'm like, I look so like young and refreshed, you know, like, but it does involve like, it's fairly intimate because, like, they're right up in your grill as they're doing it. Mm-hmm. And so I walk up and I'm, like, clearly pregnant at this point. She didn't ask if I was pregnant. She was just like, oh, how far along are you? And she starts asking me all these pregnancy questions. She starts asking, like, really more personal pregnancy questions. But I'm just like, whatever. I'm just lying there with my eyes closed, holding my forehead so taut so she can do it. And then I said, oh, well, do you have kids? And she says, oh, yeah, I have a 16-year-old. And she's like, you know, when I gave birth, I just tore all the way.
Oh, no. I mean, I feel horrible for her, but no, don't share that info.
As she's like leaning over me, threading my eyebrows, a person I've never met before. And I was like, oh, gosh, that sounds hard. She's like, yeah, it was painful. And she's like, but you know what? She's like, I had all those stitches, so many stitches. I was so worried about pooping the first time. And she's like, but here's the thing. It was such a relief. I wish I had known it was going to be a relief. So I learned a lot about my threader
yeah,
in the
did.
Like 5 minutes it took. I was just like, wow, never have I expected to learn such intimate knowledge about people. But like when you're pregnant, I guess it just comes out.
Oh, man. Yeah, I guess so. She's been looking for an audience for that story for a long time.
What if she just tells everyone?
Maybe she does. I mean, if she just threw it out there with such ease.
She just opens with, by the way, I had a full tear all the way back. Are you getting your lip done or just your eyebrows? that was a fun moment. How about you? Do you have another one?
Yeah, I have one more. So I mentioned earlier that right now we're in a temporary office space that's like about a mile from our parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to take a shuttle to and fro. And one of our shuttle drivers is a dude just... He's like got a lot of tattoos and he's got, I think, a British accent and
ooh.
And he's nice and not terribly chatty or anything. But I got in the shuttle the other day and sat in the front seat because it's easiest for me. It's like a van, like a really mm-hmm. big van. And I sat in the front seat and he starts to drive away and he turns to me and goes, so are you doing your placenta? I was like, what? I knew what he was talking about because I'm in this world.
Are you doing your placenta?
Are you doing your placenta was the question from this tattooed shuttle driver. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know. Because what turns out, his wife is a person that dehydrates and encapsulates placentas.
Oh, so he's plugging his wife's business is what he's doing.
But imagine that coming out of nowhere from a random dude shuttle driver.
Maybe people don't know what the placenta encapsulation is all about. So do you want to inform our blissfully unaware listeners?
I mean, as best I can, because I don't think I'm going to be doing my placenta. But some people do find it very beneficial to save your placenta, send it to someone like this woman who I think like dehydrates it and pulverizes it and puts it into capsule form and also tincture. He told me tincture.
Oh,
also.
Tincture.
Nice. Yes. And it supposedly has a lot of benefits. It's got a lot of hormones. It's supposed to balance out your emotions after pregnancy, help with depression and stuff like that.
I should say for you to eat it because like
for you to eat it, for you to consume the organ that you created. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like people who are very pro placenta eating and encapsulation and all that, their argument is like every other mammal in the world eats their placenta.
Oh, he 100% mentioned that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to take some iron pills instead.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm just eked out by body stuff. I couldn't even barely handle my father-in-law saying the word nipple in front of me, so I don't think I'm going to be eating my placenta. But I know that some people do, and they find it beneficial. No judgment. It just really caught me off guard.
Yeah.
So
I have wondered, I remember I saw, I think it's more common in the UK also. And I remember seeing some special on the Discovery Channel or something about a woman who like did like a chef driven tasting menu. I'm sorry. It's pretty gross. Of her placenta after birth. Like, the thing she was saying was that she's like a very strict vegetarian. And she was like, but I guess this doesn't count.
Oh, well.
I'm like, yeah, if you made it, I don't.
No creatures died because of it. I don't know.
I'm with you, Shauna. I don't know. I guess it just goes to medical waste. I do know that. So Corey wrote on this medical show with a guy who is an ER doctor and Ryan. And Ryan was, you know, he's an ER doctor. He created the show and that he co-created the show and that he was also a staff writer. So we would hang out. And apparently he is super skeeved out by placentas. Like, you know, he doesn't care if someone comes in with like a gunshot wound to the head or their intestines falling out, but like he cannot look at a placenta without getting grossed out. Yeah. Which I think is hilarious.
That is. That's really funny.
But anyway. So those are some things people said to us.
You listeners, please tell us what have people said to you. I'm dying to know.
Oh my God. I would love to hear other people's stories. I'm sure they're a million times worse than anything we could ever imagine.
Yes.
Or better. Sure. Anyway. yay.
Moving on. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna. Think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by L'Olivie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With L'Olivie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the ringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter L'Olivie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at L'Olivie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
L'Olivie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at L'Olivie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at L-O-L-A-V-I-E.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. So we close every show by talking about our BFNs and our BFPs of the week. So, Shauna, what do you have for us? A big fat positive or a big fat negative?
I've got a big fat negative, which is no surprise since I'm a big fat mess this week. And my BFN is having an open office plan at my work. Ugh, right? We're in a new office space. I no longer have a cubicle where I can hide in privacy and like no one looks at you. It's all out in the open. We're at these tables. And being a pregnant person in such an open space, I just self-conscious, like, God, I pee all the time. I'm always getting up, grabbing snacks. It's like, I feel like, okay, now, yep, you know, I'm getting like Doritos again today and just like peeing again and just feeling like just out there and self-conscious. And I just wish I had my little cubicle. I could go hide and no one would look at me and I could just get bigger and bigger and eat all the snacks I want. So, oh well, that's my BFN.
That's terrible. I would hate to work in an open office. I find that horrifying.
Yeah, it sucks. It's loud too because like everyone's loud and they don't care what they say in front of other people. So,
I don't know if you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert, but it's like an introvert's nightmare.
I do consider myself an extrovert, but I think it's especially being pregnant in that environment and just not really wanting people to like look at me, notice me, what I'm doing, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about you? What do you got?
Well, I've got a big fat positive.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and it's the LA Zoo, which I had never been to the LA. I've lived here for, what, 14 years? I've never been to the LA Zoo. But my friend Muffy, so it's a really fun story. She won $100,000 on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Holy crap!
Did you not know about that?
No!
Yeah, it was sometime last year. It was awesome. She didn't tell us either. You know, you're not supposed to tell us, but sometimes, you know, if you're on a game show, you can sort of like wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But she was just like, she kept it very under wraps and we went to her house to watch it and it was very cool. So as part of her winnings, she is doing the thing she's always wanted to do, which is go to China to like volunteer and hang out with panda bears.
That's so endearing. I love that.
She loves pandas, and so she's using her winnings to go on a trip to China. And she got herself a fancy new camera so she can take good pictures of herself with the pandas and all that. And she said she needed to practice, and she tried to go on the Saturday of Labor Day, and apparently it was a total nightmare, and she didn't even bother going in because it was so busy. So she posted that on Facebook.
Where, to China or the
no,
zoo?
No, no, sorry, to the LA Zoo.
Oh, okay.
So she posted on Facebook about how it was a failed trip, and I was like, I will totally go with you on a weekday. So on Tuesday, we went to the LA Zoo together, and it was awesome, especially on a Tuesday. We went right when it opened at 10, so there was, like, no one there. The only people Ooh. There were other moms pushing around strollers.
Uh-huh.
And actually, I think the very first person who, like, acknowledged me being pregnant just boldly, like, was there. It was, like, another mom with a stroller, so she probably felt confident about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just asking me when I was due, and I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. But, yeah, it's, you know, I have mixed feelings about zoos because sometimes they make me sad, you know. I know that they do great conservation work, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, is there another way to do it than keeping these animals in cages? And I still have a little bit of mixed feelings. Like, the lion cages there are not, like, amazing. But, you know, they have some really great habitats, and I got to feed a giraffe.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So, they have this thing where you, if you pay $5, you can feed a giraffe, and it goes, like, towards the zoo's conservation efforts. So, actually, Muffy paid for mine, which was nice because I didn't have any cash.
And she has $100,000 burning a hole in her pocket.
Just burning a hole in her pocket, yes. But she gave me $5 to feed the giraffe. And I have a picture of it. I look super pregnant in it. We'll post that on the Instagram, I think.
Oh, so you can for see sure.
Me,
yeah,
see
yeah,
me
yeah.
giggling like a fool feeding Aww, a giraffe.
That's so cute. I love it.
But it was fun, and it made me excited to, like, have a baby, because I use, like, you have more excuses to go do stuff like that, you know?
True, I was going to say, when we have our newborns at the same time, and we're on maternity leave, let's go take them to the zoo and push them around.
Oh my God, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Fun. Okay.
And I think that's our show, huh?
That's our show. So like we said earlier, we would love to know what people have said to you. And as always, we'd love to know what your BFPs and BFNs are. So find us on social media. Laura, where can they find us?
We are on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We also have a Facebook community group you could join where we discuss all kinds of pregnancy stuff. We also have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com, where you can find our show notes and links to direct episodes.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Shauna Maiko, Laura Bierick, and Steve Yeager.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
So she's asleep where?
It looks like they went to Sprouts. I think they took a walk. Oh my God. Oh my God. She's riding on his shoulders in Sprouts and asleep on his head.
Oh my God.
If she takes a nap now, she'll never go to bed.
I'm sorry. I mean, can you tell Steve to wake her up?
I said, no, wake her up. She'll never go to bed. Oh my God.